On March 17, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, filed two charge sheets against a total of 68 Popular Front of India, PFI, leaders, cadres and members in two separate cases in Kochi, Kerala, and Chennai, Tamil Nadu. With these, the total number of charge sheets filed by NIA against PFI cadres this month has gone up to 4. The first such charge sheet was filed in Jaipur on March 13 and the second in Hyderabad on March 16. The charge sheets filed on March 17 in Kerala and Tamil Nadu, the two states where PFI is the most active, relate to separate criminal conspiracies hatched by the PFI to create a wedge between people of different communities through the radicalization of impressionable Muslim youth, providing them with training in handling of weapons, and raising funds for carrying out acts of terror and violence with the ultimate objective of establishing an Islamic rule in India by 2047, said the NIA statement. According to the another charge sheet, 59 people were arraigned as accused. The first accused in the case is Karamana Ashraf Maulvi, who was the state leader of PFI. NIA alleged in the charge sheet that the PFI tried to convert India into an Islamic country by 2047 and money has been collected for this purpose. Further, the charge sheet stated that conspiracies were hatched against people of other religions by PFI. Their move was to create religious conflict among the people and destroy the peaceful atmosphere, and the accused tried to destroy democracy and bring Islamic rule. They were also tried to conduct weapons training among Muslim youth. The attempt was to create insecurity in the country with the support of the terrorist organization ISIS. The PFI planned to eliminate those who obstructed their movements. Their leaders supported ISIS, a banned organization with the same aim. Kerala PFI case was registered in September 2022 by the NIA to probe the criminal conspiracy hatched by the PFI and its leaders and cadres to create a wedge in between people of different communities through the radicalization of impressionable Muslim youth, training them in handling of weapons and raising funds for carrying out acts of terror and violence with the ultimate objective of establishing an Islamic rule in India by 2047. In addition to the above-mentioned criminal conspiracy, the NIA has, in its Kerala charge sheet, also included the connected case of the brutal killing of a Palakkad resident, Srinivasan, who was hacked to death by armed PFI cadres. The accused in the two charge sheets filed today have been charged under various sections of IPC, the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, 1967, and the Arms Act, 1959. In the Kerala case, registered in September 2022, the charge sheet has been filed in the Special Court for NIA Cases, Ernakulam, against the PFI as an organization and 58 other accused persons. NIA had arrested 16 of the accused after taking over the case in 2022, while the others were arrested earlier by Kerala police. The Kerala charge sheet has been filed after searches conducted by the NIA at more than 100 locations across the state. The NIA has also attached 17 properties as they were identified as proceeds of terrorism and frozen 18 bank accounts of the accused during the course of its investigations. To achieve these objectives, PFI established various wings and units, such as Reporters Wing, Physical and Arms Training Wing, and Service Teams, said the NIA statement. Investigations by the NIA revealed that PFI was using its various campuses, facilities and infrastructure to impart arms training to selected cadres in the guise of physical education, yoga training etc. They also established a reporters wing and service teams or hit teams to eliminate their targets. Whenever required, PFI pressed into service its loyal and highly trained cadres of their service teams as executioners of the orders pronounced by their parallel courts, called Dar-ul-Qaza. Also, investigations in the case revealed that the accused had been conspiring to drive a wedge between different communities and groups living in India, spread the concept of violent extremism and jihad in India with the objective of dismembering the country and taking it over by establishing Islamic rule in India by 2047. In a separate case registered and investigated by NIA branch office in Chennai, Tamil Nadu, NIA has also filed a charge sheet against 10 accused on Thursday. This case was also registered in September 2022 to probe the criminal conspiracy hatched by the PFI and its leaders to divide people based on religious affiliations through radicalization and weapons training. Some of the prominent PFI leaders and office bearers charge sheeted in this case on March 17 include Abdul Sattar, State General Secretary, Yahya Koyathangal, State Executive Member, Shihas M.H. Ernakulam, Zonal Secretary, along with district secretaries, President Sanuddin T.S., Sadiq A.P., C.T. Suleiman and P.K. Usman, State General Secretary, Social Democratic Party of India, SDPI, Kerala. In the Tamil Nadu case, the charge sheet filed before the Near Special Court Chennai has named 10 accused, including Khalid Mohammed, the state vice president of PFI. This case was also registered in September 2022, when 9 of the accused were arrested by NIA. The 10th accused was taken into custody a few months later. NIA investigations in the case had shown that the accused had conducted radicalization programs to motivate, instigate and recruit gullible Muslim youth, who were then provided weapons training in training camps. PFI cadres used to carry out instructions of PFI office bearers and leaders to conduct recce and attack adversaries and commit unlawful and violent activities.